Is there any other kind of leafy vegetable grown around here besides cabbage?
Lettuce.
Lettuce is grown.
And, well, broccoli is all the cauliflower family, isn't it? Broccoli?
I believe so.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about this vegetable? Most of it's yellow and has a crooked neck.
That's a squash.
Would you put that in a vegetable soup?
No. Mm-mm. You put that down with no water. Maybe just the water when after you wash it good and take it up and shake it good. Just if there's some drops or two left of water on it, you put that in your salsa with nothing. And it simmers down, water comes out. Squash is made of water. But now there's two kinds of squash, you know. There's a yellow squash and a white squash. The white squash comes in a head, right? The yellow grows up. Just like you say.
You say the yellow comes in a head?
No, I said the white comes up like this.
Oh.
But the yellow comes like you say. Sometimes it has long necks. And how about some people use this what I'm talking about for dippers.
Oh.
Out in the country,
yes, ma'am.
They have a well, they have a bucket near it with water, and they have a gourd.
I see. Is that a squash, or is that different?
I think it comes from the family of squash. It's kind of degenerate.
That's one way of putting it. All right. Well, what about this? I guess this would be a vegetable. These great big orange things that you see around Halloween. People.
Pumpkins.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, I got some pumpkin in the can out there now.
What do you make out of that?
Pie. Just like a sweet potato pie. And they're raising some. Mm-hmm. Nearly every garden that amounts to anything out on the outskirts have pumpkins and sweet potatoes. They're about the same thing when they're made into a pie. Except the sweet potato is sweeter. The pumpkin has no flavor in it, I don't think. But you can boil it and serve it with the butter and just salt and pepper of it if you like. But I'm going to take my can. My girl don't like it. That's the reason I haven't had it. And I'm going to have to put an egg in it and dress it up with some sugar in it and bake it. Make me a kind of a pudding out of it. Just like you would make a rice custard or something like that.
I see. Well, talking about puddings and desserts, is there some kind of dessert that you make in a deep dish, maybe out of apples, slices, or peach slices, and have a nice thick crust on top of it? Not exactly.
Bake it. You bake it, you're talking about.
Yeah, I guess so. Yes, ma'am.
You have to bake a crust. Now, you can make a crust for an icebox pie out of graham crackers or vanilla wafers. You line your pan with that. You know, your pie plain. And then you pour your whipped, well, if it's an icebox pie, you've got, it's made of condensed milk. And some egg, I think. You keep the meringue separate, or you can use this whip, you know, whip a light or something like that. It's a whipped cream to a certain degree.